You're listening to Mr. Louis Hirschheimer speaking at the La Crosse Public Library on September 8th, 1958. Mr. Hirschheimer, you're one of a descendant of one of the first settlers here in La Crosse, aren't you?
Yes.
Who was your father, and when did he come to La Crosse?
My father came to La Crosse with all the Hirschheimers. I think it was 1855.
I see. And your father's name was?
Morris.
I see. Who are some of the other Hirschheimers that came with you? Do you remember their names?
Oh, yes. There was Julius, who was a lawyer. Henry, who went in business in Hurley. And there was Sal Hirschheimer. He worked at the plow shop. Let's see. That's... Oh, and Al, yes.
Who was the first Hirschheimer here in La Crosse?
Louis Hirschheimer, my grandfather.
Your grandfather. And what did he do when he came here?
I think he had a mill, a feed mill, a flour mill. I see an old bag that was pulled out from a building that was being wrecked. El Hirschheimer Mill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's quite interesting. Now, when did your father die? Do you remember the date?
Let's see. September 17th. Let's see. That was 41 years ago.
Now, he was the first president of Congregation Anshe Chesed, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't think he was the first president.
That's right. But he was a president of the congregation.
Yes, he was president of the congregation at one time.
Now, do you recall John Mayer Levy?
Yes, very well. One of his pet expressions was this: "You better believe it."
Now, was he a practicing Jew when he was here? Did he take part in the services at the congregation?
No, only after we ceased to have a regular rabbi here.
I see. Did he lead services at that
time? Oh, yes.
When was it that the regular rabbi left? About when?
Oh, let's see. That must be 55 years ago.
I see. Around the turn of the century.
Yes.
And John Mayer Levy then, for the first time, led services.
Yes.
I see. But he had participated in services before then.
Oh, yes.
Did he come regularly to services?
Very regular.
How often?
Every Saturday morning and Friday night.
And there were services in Congregation Anshe Chesed every Friday night and every Saturday morning here in La Crosse.
Yes. For several years, I remember my father shut the shop down on Saturday.
Did many of the other Jews do that too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I see.
That was common practice at that time.
How many German Jews were there here, say, in 1890, towards the...
Oh, there must have been 40.
40 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Could you reminisce a bit about Mr. Levy, particularly in regard to his leading of these services, and how people regarded him as a Jew?
Very highly. Mm-hmm. He used to, his building was down at Front and Pearl. He mm-hmm. was in the grain business.
I see. He was quite active in politics, of course.
Oh, he was second mayor of the town.
Second mayor of
mm-hmm.
the town.
Stoddard was the first mayor. John M. Levy was the second mayor.
I see. Do you think there was any prejudice against Levy at all in any way?
Not in those days.
Not in those days?
No.
In those days, was there any prejudice against any of these German Jews that were here?
I don't think so. They were the only merchants in town.
I see. They competed with Mons Anderson, too, didn't they?
No, Mons Anderson was a wholesaler.
A wholesaler.
Manufacturer and jobber.
I see. Then there wasn't much competition between these. There wasn't any non-Jewish competition.
Not much.
I see. Now all these German Jews have left, haven't they?
There's none of them left around here.
I see. Where did they go, Mr. Hirschheimer?
Well, I think most of them lived their life out here.
And are buried in the Jewish cemetery here.
In the Jewish cemetery.
I see. And their children?
Well, they've scattered. Morris Gutman moved away from here, and he had two daughters. Miriam, I forget the other one's name, and a son, Irvin. That was the Morris Gutman family. And Sigmund Gutman lived right here in this block.
I see. Where did Joseph Gutman move to, do you remember?
Joseph Gutman died here.
He died here.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite active in Anshe Chesed too,
wasn't he,
in the congregation?
Yes.
Do you recall, did most of the children of these German Jews go to Minneapolis? Was that a common place for them to go, or did they go back to places in Wisconsin?
Well, no, I think most of them went to Chicago and east.
To Chicago and east?
Yes.
Do you remember the Berger brothers?
Oh, yes.
Did they die here?
No. I forget where Marcy died. I don't know if Sophie is alive or not. She went to Jerusalem.
Sophie Berger went to Jerusalem. Do you know about when that was?
Well, that must be 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah. And then there was another daughter, Linda. I forget. I think she married a rabbi.
I see. And moved out of the community,
yes,
too. Do you remember the tutors? Do you know?
Tutors.
Tutors.
Yes.
They, the sons of Isaac, moved away too, didn't they?
Well, no. Morris Tudor is buried here.
I see.
Joseph Tudor moved away. He moved to Chicago.
I see. Do you remember Gustav Langstad?
Oh, yes.
Now, wasn't there a Langstad living here right in the 1930s? A judge Langstad?
Oh,
they called him
Herman.
Herman Langstad.
Yes, he was.
Why did they call him judge?
Well, he was police justice here. He was justice of the peace.
I see.
He provided the court here in the city court.
I see. Now, his father, or was it his uncle that moved to Appleton with his sons?
No, that must have been nephews. Nephews. They were sons of Kogi, of Gustav, or whatever his name is. G. Langstad.
Yeah, I think that's Gustav.
Yeah.
Was Herman Langstad, that is...
He was a tailor by trade.
A tailor.
Mm-hmm.
Did he consider himself Jewish?
Oh, yes.
He was Jewish.
Yes.
Where did he worship back there in the 1930s? This is fairly recent. Did he worship at the Orthodox temple here?
Oh, no, I don't think he worshiped anywhere after the congregation broke up.
I see. What is the last recollection you have of the congregation? About what year?
Oh, that must be 40 years ago when that Anshe Chesed congregation broke up.
I see. Do you remember the role of Albert Hirschheimer in that congregation? Was he a leader of that group?
Oh, yes. He was president of it several years.
I see. He was regarded highly in the community, too, wasn't
Very
he?
Very highly.
I see. His son, of course...
Well, he had two sons and two daughters.
Two sons and two daughters. Did they consider themselves Jewish?
No, Harry married the daughter of an Episcopal minister.
I see. And was he buried by a rabbi too?
Or Harry.
Harry?
No, he's out here in the mausoleum.
I see.
He and his wife and infant daughter.
Mm-hmm. Did he attend church services?
No.
Or did he go to congregation?
I never seen him in the temple.
You never saw him in temple?
No.
Was he interested in the Universalist Church?
No. Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
The Episcopal.
I see. Are there any other descendants of Albert Hirschheimer here?
No. Miriam, her name is Strasburger. She lives out at Portland, Oregon.
I see.
I think she's the only one left of that side of the family.
And is she a Christian now, or has
No.
she remained a Jew?
She remained a Jewish all her life.
I see. Do you remember when the the new Russian-Polish immigrants came to La Crosse in the late 1920s and 30s. How were they regarded by those Jews that were German Jews that were still here?
Well, they didn't mix with them in a religious way. They, the Orthodox, had their services around at different places.
I see.
There was quite a few of them, too.
There was?
Oh, yes.
So the German Jews, that is, Hermann Langstedt and others that were here, they didn't mix much with the Russian-Polish Jews that came?
No.
Was there language difficulties? Was that part of it?
Oh, no. Their religious beliefs. They worshiped the old way. They
put
what we call a dallas over their shoulders. They were on holy ground. They didn't wear their shoes.
I see. And for the few German Jews that are remaining here, they wanted nothing of this. They would prefer not to go than to services rather.
Well, that's about the only place we've got to go now, and I feel like going. I should have gone the other night, but I didn't.
I see. When was the last time that you've been to a temple or a synagogue?
Well, I am very proud of this. I guess it's 2 or 3 years.
I see. Back when Albert Hirschheimer, your uncle, led the congregation, were you actively involved in it?
Well, I was very young. I went to Sunday school, and I was taken to the services all the time.
Was there an Anshe Hesed Sunday school here?
Oh, yes.
From what years do you remember it? From your earliest recollection, was there one?
Let's see. I was 9 years old. That was 70 years ago.
There was a Sunday school at that time.
I used to get a reward of merit every Saturday for being a good boy.
And until when did that Sunday school function? Do you know when the last time they had?
Well, when that rabbi left, the Sunday school broke up.
In other words, around 1900.
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the rabbi at all?
I've been trying to think of that.
Does Rabbi Siegel or Rabbi Redman mean anything to you? D.R. Siegel?
No, it started with B.
I see. He was a Reform rabbi.
Oh, yes.
And how long had he been here before he left? About how many years?
Oh, not over 3 or 4, to my recollection.
So you think that La Crosse had a rabbi for only 3 or 4 years? Or were there ones that came before?
Oh, there were ones before that, yes. Of course, I have no recollection of that. I was really young.
I see. Of course, Mr. Hirschheimer, it's quite interesting that La Crosse at one time had a very large German Jewish population, a contributing group which helped to build the city. And of course, now they're all gone. This is really quite interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You were remarking that at one time Hirschheimers took up the entire telephone directory.
No, the city directory.
The city directory,
yeah.
in La Crosse.
Yeah.
Why did these people leave, and why didn't the children of those who died stay here in La Crosse?
Well, most all of them that I think of died here.
They died here.
Very few of them left. The Bergers, 3 of those left here, and one of the tutors, and I think 3 of Morris Gutmann's.
I see. Generally, you'd say then that the old settlers didn't leave here. It was just that their children either intermarried with Christians or else left the community.
Well, there's only 2 or 3 of them, I think, that married outside of the religion.
Only 2 or 3?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the reaction of the community, the Jewish people, towards intermarriage?
No.
Did they, were there open controversies that developed?
No, there was no controversies, but I don't think it pleased my Uncle Al very much when Harry
my son. Yes. So you can only recall two or three times that there was intermarriage. And the rest of them died and their children moved on, generally.
And as far as that goes, I've intermarried. My wife is the Catholic kid.
I see. When you pass on, do you think you'll be buried in the Jewish cemetery here?
Or? No, I think prefer Oak Grove.
I see.
That's non-sectarian. And I wouldn't ask my wife to be buried in the Jewish cemetery. Still, I'd like to be there.
I see.
And it wouldn't do to have two separate graves. I have got an Uncle Henry Hirschheimer that's buried in Oak Grove.
Mm-hmm. I see. Would you want to be married by buried by a rabbi here? Would that be your wish that you?
No, my wish is to be married, buried with Masonic services.
With Masonic services. Mm-hmm. Now the Jews have played a prominent part in the Masonic Lodge here from the start, haven't they?
Oh yes. We've had several Jewish masters here.
Do you remember the names of some of the masters of the Lodge?
There was Barney Strauss. And my cousin, Louis, his son, Robert. Let's see now, there's two more. Oh, Harold Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other fellow moved out to California. I can't think of his name right now.
Have any of the new Jews, the Russian and Polish Jews, joined the Masonic Lodge?
Harold Jacobs is the, oh yes.
They have.
Yes, there's several of them. There's Harry Lockett, Manny Abrams, and, Harold Jacobs is the only one in the, that I can remember of right now.
I see. What were some of the other fraternal organizations that Jews belong besides the Masons here?
Well, let's see. There's nothing that I can think of. My father was the only fraternal lodge man that I know of.
Was there a B'nai B'rith lodge here in La Crosse?
Yes.
How far back does that date? Do you know it all?
B'nai B'rith. Well, around 1860, I think it started.
Was John Levy, John Meyer Levy, in the B'nai B'rith Lodge?
Oh yes.
Was it a strong group in the 19th century?
Yes, that was a very strong organization.
Do you remember
all the Jews that belonged to the congregation belonged to B'nai B'rith?
How often did the B'nai B'rith Lodge meet?
Oh. Not over two or three times a year.
I see. What were some of their activities? Do you remember any? Recall anything that they did?
Well, it was more of a benevolent affair than anything else. There was no insurance with it.
I see. Did they have any affairs or anything that you can remember? Did they go on picnics and things like that?
Oh, yes. And then I remember one time we put on a play, Queen Esther. I was in it.
I see. What part did you play?
Ahasuerus.
The king.
The king.
I see. Yeah. How far back was this?
Oh, I was just a young fellow then.
I see.
I couldn't have been over 9 or 10.
Well, there must have been a period between the time that the German Jews left and the time that the new Jews came where there wasn't a B'nai B'rith Lodge. Or has it been functioning?
Oh, no. B'nai B'rith is now functioning.
Has always been functioning right on through. Were there any times when they didn't meet, any years that they didn't have meetings?
Oh, it was several years before enough of the Orthodox Jews got here to form a B'nai B'rith.
I see. In other words, between 1910 and 1920 or so, there weren't meetings of the B'nai B'rith.
There weren't meetings.
I see. How did the old, the German Jews feel towards Zionism? Were they at all interested in establishing a Jewish homeland in Palestine?
Oh, yes.
They were. Do you remember any activities that went on? Was your uncle Albert a Zionist?
Oh, yes.
He was. Do you remember any of the things he did? Did he raise money in the community?
Oh, yes.
He did.
At the time, the Orthodox Jews wanted to build a temple. He offered to put in $1, meet every dollar that they put up by an equal amount.
Your uncle agreed, in other words,
match
any amount that was going to be built for the building of the congregation by the Orthodox group.
Mm-hmm.
Was there this general feeling of friendliness and helpfulness toward Russian Jews?
There was never any friction.
There was never any friction.
No.
I see.
No, they worshiped the old Jewish way.
Did your Uncle Albert attend these Orthodox services after he helped to build the...
Oh, he's been to several of them, yes.
He did go to the Orthodox services.
Oh, yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Did he also try to keep alive the Anshe Chesed congregation, too? Did they meet in homes?
No, that was after the Reformed Jewish congregation had disbanded for lack of members.
About what date would you set for when they disbanded?
That's hard to say. I don't remember, to be real honest.
I see. Do you remember if they met in the home after they left the South 4th Street building?
They had meetings in the homes, yes.
For how many years do you think they went on that way?
Well, it must have been 5 or 6 anyway.
I see. They did meet in the home.
Yeah, I remember one meeting at our home there Sunday evening.
I see. Were there any Jewish poor in La Crosse, and if so, what was done for them, Mr. Hirschheimer?
There was never any local Jews that asked for alms or help financially.
I see. They were always taken care of by the German Jews here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was there a fund set up or organized so that this type of welfare work could be set up in a regular fashion?
Oh, yes, it was a regular fund for that purpose. No Jew that ever came to La Crosse who asked for aid was turned down. They were given food, lodging, and transportation to the place that they wanted to go.
Do you remember the name of this fund? Did it have a name, or who administered the fund? Who was head of it?
No, I don't remember. They had a fund. They had a treasurer who, on proper authority here, would take care of that.
I see. Was money ever sent to help the Jews in Palestine or in Israel in the old days?
Not that I can remember of now.
Nice. Was your Uncle Albert Hirschheimer a Zionist, and did he contribute money towards Zionists, to help Palestine and to help people get to Palestine?
Well, I don't know if he did any of that. He might have, but I wouldn't know about that. That would be entirely personal.
I see. I'm interested in the relationship of the German Jewish settler here with the German non-Jewish settler. You mentioned before that there was no discrimination at all.
In the early days.
Why would you account for there being, how would you account for there being no discrimination then, where today there is some?
Well, La Crosse was a young city, a growing city, and the only merchants that I can remember were Jewish merchants. That is, in, say, like clothing, dry clothes, shoes, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Of course, they didn't have any grocery stores or anything like that. But in the other articles, why, the stores were all run by Jews.
And there was no evidence of any discrimination at all towards these people. even at the highest levels of society, did Jews participate in things like the charity balls and things like that? Was there any interfaith activity between the members of Congregation Anshe Chesed and churches? Did they ever exchange, have any exchange affairs at all? Did they meet together with Christians sometimes?
Not that I can remember.
I see. Do you remember any Jews that were interested in cultural activities, that were active in, say, the Library Association here, or in any other cultural clubs like that?
That I can't say.
But you think they did their share?
They did their share.
In this regard. Why do you think there's discrimination now towards some Jews, and in the old days there wasn't any towards the German Jews that were here?
Turn that off.
Were there any institutions in the, say, from 1890 on that weren't open to Jews, that were organized with the idea of not having Jews in them?
Well, none had come out with it, but secretly there was.
I see. What were some of the names of some of these institutions that generally Jews weren't too welcome in?
Well, I'd rather not
mention,
for fear there might be some reaction.
Oh, I see.
I know it, but several other people don't know.
Mm-hmm. Today in the community, would you say there is much anti-Semitism?
There is in some institutions.
In some institutions, yes. I see. Some clubs and organizations.
Yeah.
And
if you can shut this off.
Did the Jewish and non-Jewish German immigrant mingle freely, socially, within each other's homes?
Yes.
Was it common to have best of friends be Jew and Gentile?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember some of the friendships that developed between? Could you state some Jew and Gentile, for instance, that were very close friends, do you recall?
Well, right offhand, I couldn't say. My folks belonged to the old Germania,
mm-hmm.
and they mingled very freely with them.
They all social activities.
Oh, yes.
They were in on all the time.
My stepmother belonged to a ladies' club, and they met every month at these different women's homes.
Was she the only Jewish lady?
Was the only Jewish lady in it.
I see, and she felt very comfortable.
Oh, yes, yes.
I see.
Yes.
There was never any problems that arose.
Never any distinction there on account of religion.
Was there any problem at Christmas time here in La Crosse? Did the Jews celebrate Christmas?
Not as a rule.
Not as a rule.
No. But they, some of them exchanged presents.
Did they celebrate Hanukkah, which is at that time?
Oh, yes, yes.
They did celebrate Hanukkah.
Hanukkah and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
They did.
Oh, yes.
But generally the German Jews then didn't have Christmas trees in their homes.
Oh, no.
They didn't celebrate it as the Gentiles did.
That was no Jewish holiday. Nothing in the calendar.
I see. Thank you.
Well, before leaving you, Mr. Hirschheimer, perhaps we could just go down a list of the names of some of the early Jewish settlers here, and perhaps you could make a few remarks about them, the things you did remember about them. What about John Meyer Levy? What are your fondest memories of him?
Well, I remember him as a grain dealer at Front and Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's his last business activity.
You mentioned something about his living with your family
in
his declining years.
Yes, he lived at 4th and Ferry.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have any children here?
Nothing but an adopted son, Will Levy.
What happened to him?
Well, he left here and passed away after he left here.
Do you know where he went to?
No, I don't.
I see.
What about Isaac Tudor? We can just...
Isaac Tudor was a wholesale liquor dealer down on front between Maine and State.
Mm-hmm. And he had some sons, didn't he?
Two sons that I know of, Joseph and Morris.
And they died here, or one moved?
No, Joseph moved away, and Morris is buried here.
What about Pat's? Do you remember A. Pat's?
Yes. He had a jewelry store on the place where the Batavian Bank now stands.
I see. Did he have any children, or and what became of his
children? Oh, yes. He had a daughter, I know. She married Herman Berger, who run the big general store here.
Was he Jewish?
Oh, yes.
And what became of him?
He died here.
I see.
That building on Main just the side of Heschler's. You can see the name H. Berger on there.
I see. And of course, Louis Hirschheimer is your grandfather.
Yes.
And your father died here, and we mentioned the date before, yes. I think. And your mother died?
My mother died on her 30th birthday.
I see. Do you remember what the date would have been?
April 26, 1885.
I see. What about the Steinems? Do you remember the Steinems?
My recollection is not very good on the Steinems.
And the Gutman brothers.
Oh, yes. Morris had a dry goods store on Lower Main. Mm-hmm. Joseph Gutman had a store at 4th and Main. And Sigmund Gutman had a store at 3rd Main, where Gus Burner is now.
What became of them?
Oh, they're all dead.
And their children, do you know where any of them have moved to, or did they die here?
Well, Morris Gutman's children all left La Crosse.
Do you know where they went?
No, I think to Chicago, I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. And Sigmund Gutman, to my knowledge, had no children, none that I know of. And Joseph Gutman had two daughters, one married Morris Tudor, and the other Sam Shane.
Sam Shane moved from?
Here to Minneapolis.
To Minneapolis. What about Leopold Wackenheimer? Do you recall him?
Yes. He lived at the northwest corner of 7th and Vine. Mm-hmm. The last job that I knew that he had, he was in the county courthouse. I forget whether he's register of deeds or just what his official position was.
Do you remember any of his children and what became of them?
No, I don't remember any of his children.
Simon Newman, do you remember him?
He was, I think, ahead of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Canterbits and Newman had a clothing store down on Main Street, just west of Bonds Anderson's.
I see. And you don't remember much about the Canterbitzes either?
No.
What about the Strauss brothers?
B.L. Strauss was in the junk business. The building he was in is now torn down. That was down on Pearl between Front and Second.
And what happened to him?
He died. He's buried here.
And he had a brother who was in the Civil War, didn't he? Charlie Strauss,
yes.
He was the only, he and Gustav Langsted were the Civil War veterans,
they were
weren't
the
they?
The only two Civil War veterans. I don't think that Gustav Langsted is buried here because I know on Decoration Day there's only one flag put up.
Gustav moved to Appleton where his sons were in the electric business.
Yeah.
Do you remember Henry Fox?
Oh, yes.
A shoemaker?
Yeah, sure. He was, his daughter married A. Hirschheimer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And when did Mrs. Hirschheimer die, A. Hirschheimer's wife?
Well, that must be 15 years ago.
I see. What became of Henry Fox? Did he die here?
Yes. Henry Fox. He was a boot and shoe man.
And I.G. May. Do you remember him?
Oh, yes, sure. He was the one that I rented my suit from for take part in that play.
Oh, the Hanukkah play, or the Purim play.
Purim play. He was a milliner, and he had costumes for him.
Did he have many Jewish costumes?
Well, I don't know. Those could be used for so many different purposes.
Do you know what became of him?
He's buried out here in the cemetery. He and there's either two or four sons. I know there's six graves on that lot.
Do you know where any of his other descendants live?
No. They're all out. I don't think there's any of them that are alive. I think all of them are buried out there.
I see. Just looking at the names of some of the original members in 1857, do you remember a Scharf?
No, the Scharfs, I don't remember.
The Waldowers?
That I don't. Lederman, Schreier, Scharf, Prager, Bennett, Levi Strauss, I don't know him. I remember L.J. Strauss. He had a clothing store, the Golden Eagle Clothing Store, down in the old building where the Paramount Photoshop is now.
When did he leave, you know?
Oh, he died here.
About when, you know?
Well, that must be 60 years ago.
I see. Do you remember a Kesher Shell Barzel fraternal society here?
Mm-mm.
You didn't? Were many of any of the Jews peddlers when they first came here?
Not of the German. Not of the Reformed. We had a lot of peddlers. They used to winter here.
I see. This was later.
This was later, yeah.
These were mostly Russian and.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did the Jews live together in one part of town?
No.
They lived all over town.
All over town.
They didn't tend to live next door to each other?
Oh, no.
They didn't?
No.
What about the peddlers that wintered here?
Well, I tell you, there was an old hotel here called the European Hotel, the 3rd and J. Mm-hmm. A lot of them put up there for the winter.
Did they have families?
Yes. Well, most of them were single there that put up there at the place.
This was around 1900?
Oh, no, that was before that.
Before that?
Yeah, in the 1890s.
1890s.
Mm-hmm.
How were these peddlers regarded by the general community? Did they have the same respect for... Was there any anti-Semitism towards them?
They made the same route year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were well thought of.
Did any of them settle down here in La Crosse and build stores?
No, I don't know, but can't think of one right now.
I see. Were there any Jews that were that worked in factories here, or wasn't this very prevalent?
No, there wasn't any of them that moved that worked in factories.
Did any work for the railroad?
I can't think of it right now.
Were any of them either steamboat captains, or were there any involved in the actual operation of the Mississippi River boats?
Not to my recollection.
I see. Were any on the police force here?
No, no. All our efforts were in the mercantile business.
Were there any farmers that you remember at all?
No.
No Jewish farmers at all?
None around here.
None here. Did you know anything about Jews in Milwaukee? Did you remember names like A.W. Rich from Milwaukee, who built a settlement near Marshfield? Do you know anything about him?
The name sounds familiar. A.W. Rich. No, I don't.
Was there much contact with Jews in Milwaukee?
Oh, there was quite a lot of Jews in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
You were born in Milwaukee, weren't
yes.
you? How did that come about?
Well, my mother, if you notice, there was a Milwaukee girl. And
her name, her maiden name was
Bertha Abraham.
Mm-hmm. And her dad's name was
Louis Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
He was a hide buyer.
I see. What was the date of your birth?
My birth?
Yes.
April 22nd, 1879.
Fine. Why don't you go ahead with the story of how you were in Milwaukee when you were born?
I suppose that was told me, of course. I don't remember. My mother was understood was there for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I can remember of that. I remember the house, 627 Wells Street.
I see.
I visited there in my younger or older than those dates.
Was there much desire to move out of La Crosse and go to a bigger city? Do you remember that kind of, that general feeling?
No, there's most of them that
they didn't want to leave once they're
they
here.
Stayed here.
Did most of them feel La Crosse was going to be a very big city?
Oh yes. There it was a booming town in their days. Mm-hmm. It was a growing town.
And generally their children realized that it wouldn't be as big.
Well, there's, let's see, well, there's very few boys here that grew up and left the town.
Very few left.
Very few.
And, let's see.
Very few. Yeah, you see, now my cousin Harry and Louis stayed here. I've stayed here all my life. And the Tudors, one of them left, the other stayed. Gutman had daughters. Morris Gutman had one son. He lived here. But as far as I can think, most all of them come here, stayed here, and died here.
And their children?
Well, I don't know. The Reformed Jews, there's any of them left.
What
outside of myself.
I see. Is there a Miss Marshall?
Yes, Dora Marshall.
How is she related to you?
Her, let's see, her mother and Mrs. A. Hirschheimer were sisters. And her sister married a Gentile, her mother, Miss Marshall's mother, married a Gentile.
Oh, I see. Before we close, do you recall John Levy being associated with the Episcopalian Church at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. You weren't ever aware that he was the treasurer of the original church?
No, not that I know.
Did his wife ever come to services at Anschenkessel?
Oh, yes.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if she went to church at the Episcopalian Church?
Not that I know of.
I see. Was there ever a ladies' club connected with the synagogue or a sisterhood or anything like that?
Well, I think it was a ladies' benevolent society.
Was that was connected with the Anshi Hesed group?
Yes.
And this
they,
was...
They had a fund that they subscribed to the poor.
I see. What were some of the recreational activities? Did they play cards in those days?
That's about the only recreation that I know of. Mm-hmm. They weren't athletic.
Did they go on outings in the area very much?
Oh, yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any Jewish teachers in the schools here?
There was only one that I can remember. That was Nellie Jacobs. She's retired, she's living here, she's, I understand, gone blind. That's the only Jewish girl that I know that ever taught schools in La Crosse.
She was here how long? When did she start teaching here?
Well, she must have taught for 20 years.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Louis Hirschheimer. This has been kind of a scattered interview, but I think we've
I've been able to get a very good idea of what some of the old German Jewish settlers here in La Crosse, Wisconsin were like, and I'd like to thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome. Glad I was able to give you the information that I did.